Yeah, the Milton Sugya of Dabba Charif. Last time we focused on what are the questions, and we had the base mayor. Then we discussed how much it travels one thing to another. Is it Klipa, Kula, or Natilo? Mechab passing the Loch as Natilo. What passing is Lachakila, it's Kula. Bidiyavid is the case of Natilo. What does Bidiyavid mean? Machlok is Kiveger and the Shach. The Shach says it means the case of here and the Gate of the thing itself. The gate of Dabacher, you already said the gate of the thing itself. The second question is, when a transit one to another, is it the category of not by not has determined Simon Tadak Hei Sibes, or is it the category of one not? If you just want to go like places and get it, not by not has its coolers. If you go to says, Khalil Lozos with Sakhil and Chabdamo has the get of one not. The third question was, what's the Loch of Elim Nehemai? The Gemara of Zohar by courage of Chiltis, such a Mach with the Dafka by courage of Chiltis, so powerful, so strong, so pungent, all things also. Maislach at Chilov with Machmor Hagam, Ram, brought up by the Rosh, a Limchus, those who are Michael. The fourth thing is, what is Charif? So we mentioned by Nechiel, this is Dafka, it says Nasugyo, Snoin, and Silko, and courage of Chiltis. However, we pass like the Ramam, what the Loch is, we take inside everything, even Shum and Betzal, and they get the things that are quasi Charif, the case of also become one to be Machal Islach at Chilo, Machal Hefsu, we are Michael. Building upon this, we mentioned the base mayor. Base mayor says, when you have three of these things, you can be Michael, leading, we said, Zulas 9, was not the Gemara's case. The second case, which any Bnei Yehimoi, come to be Machal in all cases, but here, let's say, we're not sure if it's Nichol in the category to be Machal in the Shvach. The third thing is, maybe it has a get a not by not. Therefore, B'dievet, in the case of here, when you take your milk and knife, you cut your onions, you throw it inside your shulant. I mean, do not throw it in the chakina once you cut them onions. Once ready, it's thrown into your chulin. It can be Michael. And the Shabnunis, Pasha to Hashishim. Prati says, they get the sakim, wave to Shmisha, the sakim with Zainin. Therefore, nice to be Michael. On this, makes me pass like it or not. First of all, the Primogodim and the Chokmazam clearly disagree. Second of all, we point out, the Chorim Rabayah, the Amon, Smith, and the case to Bayes, seem to be the same exact case as the base mayor. Yet he's Macher, Wanta Machal, the Devayatsev. You said this that negate cunning will have its cloud, that's base mayor being Michael. Mashengi Bishal, that's what coming to be Machmer. Fine, that's base mayor. We'll get back to base mayor, but that's more the building block to our sugya that we're coming to right now. You have to ask you a sif gimel. We have a case over here of a tavlidim spices that you have Naduchum Maducho. Look up at the Makar, it's base safe, it's calling it safe Achumo. You have this pestle and you have this mortar. In English, basically, you have this thing that you hold in your hand and you smash it with a little bowl at the end, and you have the mortar, meaning the bowl on the bottom. And you take the spices and pieces and you crush it into this bowl over here. Come on, the machadshi said over here. Until now, it's crossing, you take a sack and a knife and you cut it. There's dukkha, this pressure over here. Come along the machabah, the same Chuma is saying that not only when there's a case of a sack and cutting, but even a case of pressure with no knife, there's no knife over here, there's nothing sharp over here. Crushing against one to another, nichol category of also a dukkha, and therefore we'll have this situation being belay inside this water, inside this bowl over here. So again, we have a clear locha, don't know if anybody argues at this point over here. Without dukkha, just pressure in and of itself, smashing things against the bowl gets the belayus of the thing itself. Now the question obviously is, if you're talking about the thing you're being pushed against, what's the loch on the gate to a cutting board? That means when it's crossing, you take a milk and knife and cut your onion, the onion becomes milk hex. Fine, take a pair of knife or a plastic knife and you cut an onion onto a flashing cutting board. You say, we're saying over here, that the bowl over here has pressure and it gets being belayed in. You say the same idea over here, that also now this cutting board is flashing, or fire for carrot even. You say the onion is flashing, take an onion and you cook it in a flashing pot with meat. You take any cut, you say that the onion now goes into the bowl. You say, not only does the kli go inside the onion, you say also now the onion also goes inside the bowl. What happens over here? What's the sword say? Yeah, what's the sword say? No. Pasha says, to get to cutting, there are two ways of cutting things. There's something they can cut with their sharpness. I mean, you have a case over here of a sheikhet's knife, a moil's knife, a case of a razor. The side of those things are, basically those three, is really what's cutting. Not the pressure, what's cutting over there is a sharpness of the blade. When you have a mile, it's supposed to be the blade touching it, and then it's supposed to cut over there. I was once walking through Shah Shem with a bunch of people, and Friday night, and the Arab is touching everyone's face over here. and everyone touched their face, there's blood there. You know, they raised his hand. You know, you pass by, you get blood over there. Why don't you just touch it without any pressure? You see, fine, I got hit in the face, got me get stabbed in his back. It was a mice at the end of the day, the mice really could come by itself. The get another way of cutting things. He was people coming home Friday night from through church camp, and the Arabs passing people to touch them on the face. And like 10-20 seconds later, you touch your face, and you like, there's blood there. Why is there blood?
No one was like, why are you touching your face? You know,
this. I hear some people, yeah, that's also a good question. So that's what a razor does. It cuts by itself. However, newest things, the way things cut, are a scissor cut. It's called really pressure. That means having taking a scissor and pushing the blade without the other side won't cut. It's a pressure. So the shadow, the reason why you mach over here, once you see that it's saved by meducha, is that when you're crushing things, it goes inside the thing itself. You can say over here, also it's crushing. When you cut things, maybe the cutting board has the same parameter of different bibalea from this over here, this case, this oven over here. We'll add this again, we'll add this cutting board into your food over here. What do you say now? So the Betzim is a shadow among the Gilei Achronim. The Sefer Yeshua, who lived with Zman of the Chochmas Zonim, he came along with a time now. The idea of a cutting board is different than the case of a mortar and pestle, than a meducha. Well, over there, there's dukkha yisari. You're smashing, you're crushing, you're banging very hard. Mashaykin, when you take your onion, you cut onto your flesh and cutting board, let's say it comes out, it's pressure, but how much is it already? It's not something you're smashing. We have dukkha yisari, smashing it, all the blades come out, that's the get of the idea of dukkha. But cutting it will not be in the category. I said, "Shame the Chok was on the quote Shemati Makilim." I heard that was Makilim for nearly call. Why make a difference at the end of the day? Since you need pressure for a regular knife to cut, unless you have a Moyle's knife, no one here this might think has one. Unless you have a regular every knife, you need the other side. You need two sides for things to cut. If so, just like by Maducha, it's coming out from Maducha inside your fruit over here, while inside the pressure. You're also the gate to your cutting board should go from your cutting board inside. You put up here, if the cutting board is fleishix, the onion is fleishix. Should be the same thing over here. So if the Chokhmah Zonim wants to argue with the Sefer Yeshua, numerous from, Maisar Chayshis, from Kluger, Yad Yosef, Masham, but they should come and say, Lechatchila, Vad Refim Machmer, and therefore the get to a Machteshes, so the same thing Machmer, makes one thing into another, takes the Blia out of it over here. They have the same thing over here. You take, again, you have an onion Charif, the get Charif, you cut it on a cutting board, or come and take out from the cutting board, put it inside the onion. For the same again, the same with the Charif, he has 500 pages about it. He brings down the Yashiv, the Chachila, Vadim, and Machmah, the Chokhmah Sodom. How about the Yevet? Yishchok, Yishchalik, and nice a person can be Michael.
How did the Pelation
Tom get? Put a boiling half steak on your cutting board.
It's a vegetable cutting board, so don't put half steak
on it. You've not been into my house. If you want to come over next door, I'll show you. I'll show you the past 2 days, and my wife wasn't around. And my daughter made me breakfast this morning online, flashing a knife on a pile of cutting board over there. This morning, because I'm giving them this again. Fine. This morning. So, she's wonderful. 9-year-old girl came home, she made me eggs. That was very nice. I said, eggs, I don't know what happened to me. And vegetables they cut up, it's very sweet of her. I'm not sure how much to mechanic, I just said, thank you. I appreciate it, very nice. I get my 4-year-old dressed over here, direct taken to school, like, wow. Fine. So at the end of the day, we have you say to come out of the cutting board, for whatever reason, it's fleishik. However, it happens in fleishik over here, it's a meat. Again, people cut steaks or the meat will come in Shabbos. Cut a cutting board, come fleishik over here, and come out from the cutting board into the knife. Now, not again, next shlav. We have going to have a chok mazon with Sefer Yeshua. The question over here is to take out from the cutting board. We're saying over here, we're taking out from the knife into the onion, out from the cutting board into the onion. The question now is the other way. The blias that are in the onion, they go into the cutting board. Why? The blias inside a sakin, again, the thing over here is, again, we're saying from the sack goes into the onion. They go from the onion into the sakin. The other way around. The question is the other way around. Now, why should that be? Why yes, why no? So it's fun to say it all goes one way. Then we told them, discussing you what happens. Knife to oichel. Cutting board to oichel. The sword why only one way? Because we know they get to blias. Blias they get to oichel. Did it come out once kochlish? Doesn't come out. Some cool faces like when blias that are inside the clean of the kochlish, does it come out? It does. The middle of the top of the crack, but it does come out. So it's easier to come out from a kli than it is to come out from an oichel. It's easier to come out from a kli than case of an oichel. Therefore, when it goes from your knife into the onion that you hear, first it has to go from the onion back into your knife. Now, at least a sigil that is called by Chavistas and the Evno Ezer. Now, when a Tamachov, when they have to pass from Shiloh, at least you know what the Shiloh is, there are names out there. There's some called the Beis Meir, some called the Chavistas, some called the Evno Ezer, some called the Chavistas. You have to be familiar with these names. Every Tamachov knows these names. It's like the sigil of Vestis. Azuro, the Crazy, the Chavistas. You know, everyone knows Vestis has different names over there. Same inside over here. You have to know the names over here. Where they're coming from. So the Chavadas and the Elijah is over here on Sif Gimel. But they're coming from the Sugi and Hilchas Pesach and Sif Kof and Aleph and Sif Zayin. The Mechaber is discussing how to kasher a Meducha for Pesach. Meducha, again, is this bowl of here that he smashed into the side for Pesach. The Mechaber says a kasher to a case of Agola. And the Ramah says a case of Libun. What is a Meducha? What material? Which Shmuel speaks out. Whether it's a case of wood, or a case of Mateches, or a case of Evan. Does not make a difference. All these things have to be kashered this way. What are we worried about by Pesach? Taking spicy and smashing it, and why kasher it for? Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Magen Avraham, because you have pieces of lechem over there, and you have spices over there, and you're smashing it in, and trying to make the spices, beef pieces into powder over here. What happens? It turns into powder, also the bread mixed inside, and belay it inside the Maducha. So not only is the spice being belay inside, but also what happens? The bread, the be'en being belay inside. I mean, the case of the Shulchan Aruch is causing be'en. Then the spices, then the bread, be belay inside the Maducha. On there, Kamal the Magen Avraham, it says he takes a step further. He first of all, he takes a loaf and he gets a Pesach, he jumps the Sugar Boss of a Cholof, and he's not discussing Sugar Pesach, he's discussing Amal Sugar. He ends off, Umin Hai Taimo, for this reason itself, Eisen Shloikidim. People do things that are incorrect. Shapam Chaykin Bezangvel, Bezakin Shal Bosser. Sometimes they cut a zangvel. Zangvel is the base, something spicy over here. And the second chobosser, ginger, as a case of spice. But dotum isimaducha, that means you cut a zangvel with your fleshik knife. And what happens now? The zangvel is a piece over here that fleshiks. Right? We know from a knife, because it's on the zangvel. You take the maducha, and you smash the dotum isimaducha, and then the maducha belay a bosser. That means what happened? The blee inside the zangvel went now inside the maducha. That means the Magen Avraham extended the Shulchan Aruch's case. Shulchan Aruch's case is doing the end of bread. Kimmel said even the Bali is inside the Zangvel went inside the Maducha. Now what's going to happen afterwards? After you take Besamim, I assume he means Besamim as sharp, and also smash it over there, you take out now the Bali is, need the Besamim with Cholov, Yabaya of Bosom of Cholov. They said be very, very careful to cut this onion with what? With a paraffin knife. I mean, Kimmel the Magen Avraham, he says, the passage of the Magen Avraham, he said, not only does it go from the knife into the zangvel, it goes the blee of the zangvel into the Maducha. That means we're coming and taking the blee out of the chrif and putting it into the thing itself. This will make it how we discuss it practically. Now, to say two knives over here, two things confusing people. Let's make the case over here. You cut an onion with a fleshka knife. You put it inside your blender that's powerful. If you blend enough fleshiks, that's the question. I mean, instead of taking a knife, one knife, two knives, put a knife in a blender. Take an onion, flesh, a knife, and cut it. You put it to the part of a blender. What did Magen Avraham just say? He just said the onion is chayiv. That's the phase. Your knife and flesh went in the blade inside your onion. Took your onion, put it inside your blender, which is powerful, but it was powerful, made a blender flesh. What? The blender, it cuts it. A blender, a knife. A blender. Cuts it off. And not the blender that you have for cream. A blender for onions, it cuts it. It parades it. Parades onion. Cuts the onion very small. Food processor. Cuts it. So therefore, what happened? You just made, that's real what's coming out over here. Again, the Shulchan Aruch case, you have pieces of pass with the spices. He took it to a case of a belias. You go inside the Maducha. That means your blood is made fleshix. Come on, now, what do you do with this Magen Avraham? Shlava Shlava. First, come on, the people go to him and he asked the question. Simcha face of Zion said, the blee is not come out. He asked Kasha how the word the blee is coming out from the Zangol. How's it coming out from the Zangol? It doesn't come out. So he wants to say a chinchik of Pshat the Magen Avraham. It means over here that you blended so well, it turned into a powder form, has a category of lach. Category of lach. And therefore, we know the Lachan Simchuf test. We brought down a question one time. Well, something is very thin over here. It's very hard. It's get a lach lach. Once you get a lach, so of course it's bad. Bad is coming out. So if you run to the chiddush to gipshat the magavam, we're discussing over here. You parade it so much, turn into a panel form, like for test, and get a lach over here, and therefore it's not a blia. It comes out. Well, let's say you make it small pieces of onions, small pieces of powder. Won't have this come out. People go to saying it won't come out. You're right, it won't come out. Just as a case of lach. So first, is this pshat the magavam? First, obviously, that's not pshat the magavam. Second, come along with Masham and the Yad Yehuda and say, well, the idea to make the paddle form in Lach is in Kortes, the gate to have Mashar in the case of Shishim or case of Bokaburay. But say it's not in the category of Balua, Avada is, at the end of the day, it's still being still Balua, the time of Bosser inside the onions, inside the Zangol. Come along and tell me what's not Balua, it's case it's Mamish by itself, and that's, in the words of the Yad Yehuda, ain't a clue, Avada is not so. That's a, don't tell me it's a blit, it's not going to lach his ben. Still, the end of the day, it's a case of blio. What a third point, Mishabruo, he brings down the loch on the gate of Maravam, but also brings down another case, later on, it's a chronicle veins. Brings down a case over here when you have a chrein that has a blis inside of it of chometz. He said, when a person grades it on his ribeisen, the Shogunov's case from the Sivir Chetz ribeisen, loch is now the ribeisen has a blis of the chometz that's inside over here, the chrein. That's just in the case of blis. Which was actually the blias you have to worry about, and now we're worrying about the total of the end over here. So I point out, if you're going to put them to the side, the Chiddush Pshat Maravam, they either say that the Eliezer Chavdas is free, or Hashem Yad Yehuda says it does not make any sense, and Mishmur does not go with Malach. So the symbol of the Sami Maravam is Echlami, blias go from the Eichel itself into the Kli. That's good, alright. And therefore, Halach Lameiso, come on the Chok Mutodim and the Chayodim, same person, one or Chaim here or there, brings down this Halacha. First, be very careful, cut your dangle with a pirate knife, cut with a fleshka knife. If you put it inside your meducha, you smash it, and it comes out. And now to eat this with the summon, with cholov, we have a bayah boss of cholov. Therefore, the same thing with Mishmur Paskins, over there in Simchok, and Aleph, I assume like the sword, it's called Tzadik at the end of the exam, Chosim of Ravam, Yesh Lazar, and cut your dangle over here, make sure you cut it with a pirate knife, not with a fleshka knife, otherwise you have a bayah or boss of cholov. So come along again, we have Yesoy, that's Paskin by number one, Maravram, number two, Chachmazodim, number three, Mishnebura, Yesoy Shabbos, not only go from the Kli to Oichel, the Loch is the Oichel, the Charif, also goes inside the Kli. That means again, they get to your blender, very practical, you take your onion, cut a flesh knife, put inside your blender my ice, comes fleshics over here. Comes fleshics. Asada Shani. What's the point to when it comes to argue? So again, I assume the Oichel, so the Chavazdas and the Laser. Well, the starting point is that they come from the Shach. The Shach is Simchucha based on Sif Gimel. Over there, the Shulchan is discussing the idea that a Chirif makes any of the Yomim into Mnei Yomim. Speaks out the Ramah, but let's say you take a pot and you cook inside your pot over here onions, Jalapeno, very Chirif. Now, Chirif that's Isser, Jalapeno that's Osser. Come a week later and now you cook inside spaghetti. What's the look of your spaghetti? Shishim. So the Lacha says, Ramos Motor. Why? After a week, it's Edim Neyamai. I went to Charif, yes, but still Charif inside the Bliya, it turns Lufgam after 24 hours. That means it will take out something, what was Lufgam, make it back to Shrach, but it itself turns into Lufgam. That's Ramos. Ramos speaks out, what time we had by the Shrach, Simon Sarakari ready, the Shrach went down, that's Ramos. Then the Charif itself, it went in onions after a week, or after 24 hours, the mice is Lufgam. Building upon this, Kamal Shachat says, negate to counting time. We know the loch is when you put in balls inside a pot at 10 o'clock. Put water inside a pot at 2 o'clock. Negate to have to really start counting. Start counting at 10. Let's say you put in at 2 o'clock Isser, you start counting at 2. Say about Shumel, Simcha, Gimel, Zayin. What happens if you put in balls at 10? You put Heter at 2, but the Heter is Charif. Heter is Charif. Where is the clock from? You say it's Heter at 10? We say no, it's like Isser, rejuvenates it, back to the case at 2. Come on, Shach, he wants a Taino. At the end of the day, we still look at the head to Shabbat, we look at the case at 10. Look at 10. Now, let's think about a second. What happened? It went from the Blias, came out, at 10, from 10, it went out, okay, you cooked it at whatever, at 4 in the afternoon, it came out, it makes it back to Shvach, and it went back inside. So, If we went back inside the stove, one accountant again, or two, went back at two, go back at 2 o'clock for. And allow you to see from the shaft that which way does it go? It makes it only one way, and not the other way. Going back inside the kli has a category of a nap or not. That's the reason the chavdas derived from the shach, that we see that we should not do both ways. I mean, the whole Yisrael, the Magen Avraham, is what happens. It comes out, it goes back, it'll go both ways. We see over here, it does not go both ways. Only come out, make the shach, back inside, get a nap or not. Get a nap or not. And therefore, the Pichodosh, close to the shach there, and Pashim wants to say Mahalach over there, Master Shekel says. Therefore, the Pimagona wants to be Mekel, except by the case of Kamach, which is the case of Lach. And this is the Eben Ezer, and the Shuras Yaakov, and the base mayor. And the Chavdas, and Kir Egyo, and Shalom Meshim, and Gita Boisim, Yad Huda, or Chashulchan, the Chaznish, Marshag, and the Shalom, all Meisim want to argue on this Magen Avraham. However, let me first, we have the Seid Shemoy, the race for Meisim argue on the Magen Avraham, Chachmuzodim, and Mishabur. I mean, Avada Lechatchili, you have to worry about the Magen Avraham, Mishabur, Chachmuzodim. It means you do not take your onion, have a fleshy knife, and put it inside your blender. Do not do that. If you did that, you could argue the point for the Paravah. Now the question is, why are they arguing for it? If you read this form, they seem to be saying, they're very clearly saying, two different ideas why the mice is to be Mekel. Two different reasons, and each one has a couple of reasons. The way that Eben Ezer, when he says it over, he says, you have to understand the Yisoid of what Napa Nat means. The Yisoid of Napa Nat is basically, it makes it every time Niklash, Kolosh, comes weaker. That means what happens in the standard case? Take Bosser, cook it inside a pot. What happens? The time of the Bosser gets a little bit less inside the pot. Now you take the pot, take out the balsa, you cook inside the spaghetti. What happens? Now it gets even less. It's called a nice and tam. By a nice and tam, it gets weakened by the second time. Once it's weakened by the second time, it's mutter. How much mutter? Chabal chachila, Ramah b'dievin. But the case of Charif explains to Emily, it's not working that way. Balsa goes inside the kedera, it's weakened already, one tam. Now it goes from the kedera inside the dog of Charif, what happens? Everything in the pot goes inside the Charif. Everything. Therefore, it's still one time over here. That means the second time did not get a chance to be weakened over here. Did not get a chance to be weakened. However, that's what happens when it comes out into the Charif. But what happens? It goes from the Charif back into the Kli. What's the Shach saying? That what happens? It gets weakened again. So even though it came out and went to one knot fully, well, now when it went to the Charif, Charif can draw out everything. But Charif doesn't have the koyach to give everything. It can draw out. It draw out the whole day koyach. We go back into the kli, it gets weakened. Like bosser, the be'en gets weakened inside a pot. The charif, the onions, that leaves a bosser, gets weakened, goes inside a pot over here. Therefore, the sage of my watching be mekel, says the Eben Ezer, because now when it goes back inside the kli, it's in the category of a nap or not. Nap or not. That means you say the head of the Eben Ezer is what? That not is not being transferred inside the kli, it goes inside the kli. But a darker lower, not by not. What's a loch of not by not? The club of not by not. The Chavdas agrees with this yisoid, so they have a different yisoid. Kiregi said this is yisoid, Yad Yudo. Chavdas says this is an ik reason why he might call. The Shani says the Brazil Obacher. They say this is an ik reason why he might call. We get the essential way is that there is a transfer, or a shvach transfer. What level? Not by not. The second idea, Kamu the Chavdas, seems to be that way, the Gregorian base, may a different Yisoid. Kli did not go without any Yerichtiv. Very simple. A loch and a geir to Kli, what's Kofish? When Eichel was Kofish, also did not come out. If so, over here, we know in some Kufes and Zayin that Kli and Kofish don't come out. We know Kli did not come out. So you take the onion color with the milk and ice, put it inside your blender, what happens? Nothing came out. It's a blier. Nothing came out. That means not that you say it came out, but now it's a shvacha thing. That means you say the charif means it makes it to one tam, keeps it to one tam. We go to the second thing over here from charif to kli, makes it shvach. You say the chavadas means it did not come out. What happened? It went inside the thing, you cut it, and you take the onion, cold milk, and knife into your blood, it does not come out.
How did it come out the first time into the onion?
No, that again, so we know from a kli to oichol, we know the mice close out, it was kli to kofish. It's easy to come out with a kli because it's not natural to have over here, so it hasn't shach. But to go from a bali of an eichel, come out, that doesn't come out. I'll get to you, we'll get to what you're saying.
I think when it comes to reality, when you're cutting, it doesn't make a last
little sense for a thing. When you have heat, also we have the category of heat will help that out. With non-heat, it won't help that out. Get a bishel over here, it's not going to get a bishel.
The friction of explaining it
that I need. No, it's not going to be yes for this part. And we need a level of heat before in this concept before. So again, so we have two reasons, two makoros to time and watch Yemekel. The Yisoda Evan Ezer, it comes out by law, Dagger, not by not with its cloak. The Yisoda the Chavadas, the Maisa did not come out. Come on, replace, give him a Maisa. What? They're saying, the Chavadas agrees with Shah the Shach, and said, I have an even better reason. He says, I agree to Evan Ezer. Not long, I agree with this point. I have a better reason. Not for not, if you ask for a Chilo. You can make him totally. Why? Because it doesn't even come out. Maisa come on, replace, give him. When they, again, we have Mogavom says does, and we have newest place can argue these two avenues. We have both avenues. Nice happened to me, I cooked my house, unused a knife, put it to a blender, part of a blender, what do I do? So I went over to a Reuben or a Shabbos, and I said, what do you do? And he says, Chavdas, and Eliezer, and Yevon, what's going to happen? Meister, Michael. Blender's parable. So I can give a share about the parable over here. The newest from Meister being down is parable. The Piske Chuvas, I looked up this morning, he brings on top, the look is Meister, Michael. And the bottom of down, I'm not a Kedai to do a goal to it. Kedai don't do a goal to be Machma, Chokmazotam. Fine, Meister, Kedai. And then they're Meister, Parvo. The Bada Shulchan says, Isha Tzorch can be Mekel. Fine. Isha Tzorch means, depends who else. Meister, then they, the first can come along and say, yes, the Bada Machat Chila go do that. But once it's done, we have as far as over here, why Meister went to be Mekel, Void, come along, Lewis from point out, most times they have a basis there. What happens? Most times it's the Enim and Yang. It's not a case of snowing the sulfur, it's a case of onions. And in the case of the sack, it's Enim and Yang, right? And you have to have any way of not by not. So first we have to realize you always have the base mayor. V'oy the Chavadas. V'oy the Evan Ezer. So fine, that's why we're the Evan Meister Michael. Now come on, next shlav. Let's say you have one of the reasons, not both. Let's say you have the Chavadas without Evan Ezer or vice versa. And how do you put the base mayor together with it? That means you always have to realize, again, these are the names. Well, tells you base mayor, some that's and that's mutter. You know what he's talking about. That's the mice, that's the study thing over here. The more base mayor, you have the three tzerufim, the chavadas, the mice won't come out, and the license is not by not. Step further now. A case over here when you have shumon that is blaya inside a food, or inside kli. What's a local? Something that's fatty. Then by kochesh, we know when it's inside oichel, it will not come out. When shaman mice, it does come out. What's a local when you have a something that's shomein in display inside the oichel, and you're putting a kli on top of it? Inside a kli. Will it come out also? When you're saying oichel to oichel, mechabed kochus and shomein. What's oichel to kli? What's a local in that case? To come with the taz and kofay, so the says not to mechabed, same thing. Kochus won't come out, and shuman mice would come out. The chavda sounds not the way of his little stero. Mice, the person would say, oichel to oichel, same thing as oichel to kli. Comes out by kochush, won't come out by kochush, by oichel oichel, who did by oichel to kli. Will come out by shoming, will come by oichel oichel, who did by oichel to kli. If so, we have a case over here. You take your sakin, let's say you cut your meat with. Boiling hot meat is blay over here, now it's slicing your sakin. From what you meet from Argentina, you meet from America, whatever it is, real good meat over here. Perhaps even Israeli meat, I think, is the same thing over here. Maisel over here, a case of shoming. It's blayo. What? And you have a case over here that you can cut your onion. So now your onion has a place over here of shomein. Now what's the look in this case? The shomein is in the list of the oichel, and you have a case of druk and chariah to go back inside your knife. I mean, to go back inside your knife. Well, you think about it for a second, what happened? What did you lose out? You lost out the chavadas over here. Chavadas says, once you say kofish, it will come out. But in the case of shomein, the last line of the chavadas says, my sechor would come out. It really depends what the main reason is. This is a Masham, a Beis Shlomo, a Maestai, one B'machon, but the Shulchan says, and then Maestai, this case does come out. Atzal HaSheni. Those want time. No. Yesh L'chalak, even a case of Shomein. Why? Come along, Yad, who the Masham? Shomein with heat together with sleeves, B'machon. Heat with Dukla, not a case of heat. It's less of a category. And even in the Chalad Nasa world, also you can make one does not come out. So we have a question now, how far to take the side of the Chaladas? The Chavadah says it won't come out. Is he saying that by case of Kochush, which sounds that way, again, depending on the last line, even by case of Shomin. Those who want to say even a case only by Kochush, that's my Sharp Shlomo, don't say even a case of Shomin, Meister won't come out. Why? Because the only by heat, we see the Loch comes out by heat, by Tzli, Kuvheis design. Who said it'll come out by Duk, which is less of a Dagger? We know that it doesn't come out Kochush in a Bliyo, so maybe we need something better, heat. We have no right in the case of Duch takes it out. Because the less of that category, less of a strength to take things out. Right. That's that. Oh, so no, right. So that's the question I read that last line. I put it to the side because the master says there's another chavadah there. It sounds like he's saying shaman to be macher. That's what it sounds like, right?
Yes.
There's different chavadahs. There's one over there. The kofay says the other way. That's the problem. There's two chavadahs. Now, again, let me again. You take a fleshka knife. You cut your onion. You put it inside your blender. You might lose the chavadahs over here. You might have lost it. That means you still have the base mayor, you still have the Evan Oizel over here, so Maisa can be made for other reasons. Maisa, at the end of the day, you might have lost one spur over here of the Chavastas. Take a second case now. More of an issue. You cut over here an onion with a milk knife, and afterwards you cut it with a flesh knife. Maisa, a guy comes over with me and tells me he knows a little bit about the Bustle Hull of it, it's a matter. His wife, Wednesday, cut an onion with a milk knife. Put it in the refrigerator. He wants to put it inside the children, so he knows the locha. I take off a klipa, I cut off a klipa, I put it inside the children over here. The flesh connect, the flesh connect, cut off a klipa.
He's the
tila. Right, locha is the tila. Right, he knew a little, but not enough. Right, so what's a locha? Mercury, he has to do, he owes it a klipa. And Maisi had to do the tila, and he did an inch of it, that means he only took off a klipa, which is a little thin amount. The locha is, he just had possible. He just cut it with it now. Flesh knife. Nice right car. Are you onion? Which again, people do it all the time on the house. Also flesh. But there's a case over here. I know a little bit now. Enough. Nice. What's the look in that case? He gave it to the second knife.
He did
cut off a klipa. Cut off a klipa, meaning any four thick of an inch. Onion. Took an onion. His wife cut the milk knife half of it. Used it. Took a flesh knife and cut off a klipa. That means according to the pasuk, klipa is enough. It's even in a tefillah of 1 inch, 2.5 centimeters, in the same area he cut balls and he cut cholov. Same area. Now, land the onion before the garbage. What's the lock in the gate to the knife? What's the lock in the gate to the knife over here? Now, do you have a heter of nat bar nat? Do you have a heter of the ebnizer? Nat nat yisiro. Don't have the Ebenezer over here. That means Kiv Eger on Sif Gimel, one downstairs of the Chabah, one terrace, but not Benat Yisro, you don't have the heter of any more of Napanat. So you don't have the heter of Napanat. Do you have the heter of the side of the Ebenezer? Okay, that's the Ebenezer. That means you lost the heter of the Ebenezer. Because what happened? The inflation knife. It's cutting an onion that went from the onion, that bleeds of onion is a little expensive to the knife. So that means the knife now has basar and cholov.
Now,
So what happened? When you cut into the onion, the whole type bleed of the milk went inside the onion. There's one knot right now inside the onion. Now that one knot now went inside the second knife, and then it had a knot in the tarot. When it came to the second knot, came the isser. That means basically, if you have a fleshka blender, and you cut a milk knife and throw it into your blender, what's the locha? That's a napanat yisiro. Napanat yisiro. That means that in this situation, what happened? You lost now the yisiro shabaya of napanat. So you have, but what you do have, you have the chavadas, it might as well happen. Now, the question first, let's understand, you have the chavadas also. Why do we have? No, we have a chavadas because the case of the dafko, we call the milk knife first, and then call the fleshka knife. What's the chilek? When you call the fleshka knife, usually it's shamin. So most means a shamin. You get the milk knife. We know for the sake of panadish that in simin tzagdalid that cheese is kochosh. Milk, the part says kochosh. So in general, usually a milk knife is get a kochosh. At least not won't come out. So what? So on the tzad, again, so you can get involved if you have a heter shemunus or not, but usually onions, usually when they get to milk and knife, the only thing you have is really is a milk knife that has bleeds of kofish over here. So therefore will not come out. So what are you really left with now? So you do have the heter, the chavadas doesn't come out. You have to know those are argument points. You don't have the heter of the side of the Ebenezer, the sugya of not by not. So the question now is when you lose one of the two svaras, what's halacha? They come along more place can they come along nice in this case, be more machmer. That means Beis Shlem come along, say we should nice and by the shulchan said over here, you do need to do a case over here of a gal over here. That means besides the vada according to Mogar Ram, according to Chochmah Zodim, according to the Mishnah Berurah, avoiding the case of a gal. But now you're more going to want to say to do a case of a gal. Atzel Hasheni, come to Pim Gavim, and he says ik is like a chavadas. Might see he's mekel. Yeah, due to the marshag, say, and they does not transfer. You have a part of the base mayor. I mean, the one idea that maybe it's snowing is dafka and the onion does not make it in the case of charif. But maybe also does not make any benyama in the case of benyamai. How we do none of that to the 30s of the base mayor of a napa not the tero, napa not the isero. So, I mean, the question over here is what do you do? You don't have the base mayor, you don't have the evanizer, but you do have the chavadas. So, come on, Swarm. And again, it depends what level who you're talking to. At the end of the day, we do have a case that's not been. We do have a case over here of, again, maybe it's Dafkat's 9. And again, we do have a case over here of the Chavadas. Those are the Tziruf over here, why we're more machm in this case over here. But I do point out, but let's say you cut a first with a Fleishik knife, and then with the Milch knife, then what happens? A lot of places will say, yeah, don't have the base mayor, not the Chavadas, not the Evanoizi, and have neither one over here. Of anyone, they have more poiskim on machmer. Again, this maybe tiny, maybe you do have a chavadas inside the studio of being shomim, but the poiskim on machmer here. So it comes out that you cut a milk knife first has more of a heter than cut a flesh knife first. Back to what we started with. We started with the chokhmah zavah. That means chokhmah zavah had a case of a cutting board. The question over here is what happens? The person takes his flesh knife and he cuts it into his cutting board that's milk. According to this counter, that's milchaks. Remember this account we gave a share about? They cut everything on the counter over here with a flesh knife on the counter over here, and the onion shape, the knife shape, the board shape, the counter shape. Everyone's house is shape. I'm saying Bochum Diri, he says, over. I mean everyone's Diri. No, but we go to people's houses, they're coming to cut the counters over here. Everything nice is shape over here. Fine, so nice, so it's not just my house, a lot of people's houses have this issue over here that when you come to counters, one even buy off, you have a Chokh Mosodom over here. So come on, I'm going to point out again. You have to read the Chokh Mosodom as Machlekes. And again, you have to analyze what's the look of first negate to the second. That means you take a flesh knife, going to the onion to the milk counter. Milk counter, milk cutting board. A lot of people do that. I've seen it numerous times. In my house, other people's houses. The question is, first of all, what's the look of negate to the knife? So first of all, they say, Yeshua doesn't come out of the counter. Kaur Sugi said, Gimel, they take this Sugi Matucho in the case of a cutting board. That's one Shiloh. You could get a with also in your case, any Bnei. Usually what happens is you're cutting over the counters, any Bnei over here. Maisa, you usually do not have not the base mayor, not the Chavadas over here, you don't have the other Svaras over here. Sometimes, some Kluger and the Bashuk will say about you, Machmer. At the end of the day, again, they bring up the Yashav, he holds the Chachm Zodim versus Sefer Yeshua, it's Machalikis, that kids with Machmer, the other Michael. It's so nice at the end of the day, Bnei can't be Michael. The other. That means it's a lot of people's houses, you see the cutting board in the counter, or wrong cutting board, but the Eved was sent on the Savior Yeshua, or on the Chavadas. I got them, so I'm saying that way. But that's another cloud. What? Yeah, the Savior Yeshua doesn't come out of the cutting board. Do we say the cutting board have to take the bleed out? Is it Dukkah from the cutting board?
Better than tonight.
Yeah. That's the question. I mean, you could point out there's a right two ways. I mean, until the Chokh Mazon came along and said a case of a cutting board, they didn't have cutting boards for hundreds of years. Why are they saying Maducha, Maducha, Maducha? They always had knives. No one said a case over here of a board over here, cutting it. It sounds like maybe that's a case of Maducha. That's the core of the right to say, be sure. And at the other side, you say, well, both of them have pressure. So who cares? Maducha has a lot of pressure, there's a lot of pressure. Those as far as we can count. The board that you're cutting upon, what do you have in that case? Over there, Lechura, you don't have the Chavadas. When the Evanoizer is Maisis Osir, the only thing you have, what? The board you're cutting into. What's the lock in the gate? Take a knife, flesh knife, cutting onto a onion into a milk cutting board. What about the board itself? Go from the onion also into the board itself. Did it come out? I mean, what happens over here? I mean, if it's not Benati Sura, if the case of the flesh knife goes from the onion into the cutting board. And you have to worry about two things. You have to worry about the onion we throw out, or at least like a chili throw out. But what's the gate? A knife, maisa, a shiloh. What's the gate? The cutting board. It goes two different ways over here. Maybe the cutting board would come out, won't come out. It's going to save Yeshua. you kind of advise the case of Maduchu, it won't come out from the Oichel, the case of the cutting board. Again, the Asher says to make up the Evid, others won't say, Rachel, you have to worry about it. Now, first, another point again, the cutting board. The second one here went from Maduchu to the cutting board. The question is, when we cut against something, are we always using it as a background, as pressure? So I see the same with Dov HaChavir from Berkowitz, also on Taino. It depends how you're cutting. The one time, there's certain times you're cutting very softly, just because it's there. I mean, for example, you cut challah on a challah board, and you know that after a while it'll make marks on it. So you cut softly, don't push hard. Some push hard. Then when you dice the onions, I think the last point, it depends. Then the cutting board gets cracked, scratches on it. Some people, when they do it, they go off the handle, they push it off the handle. We need real pressure. When you dice onions, there's pressure there. When you, let's say you have to cut an apple, a baked apple, is there any pressure over there? By baked apple? When you don't want to ruin something, you do it slightly. I mean, sometimes people cut on the counter, and if your mother's watching, or my mother's watching, I won't do it very hard, because she won't be happy. Even so, she was not happy. She may mop in the cutting boards and knives and everything. But like I said, you should not leave a mark behind or a dent behind. You're doing it softly. But one time, it's not in the category of dukkha. Now, a case that's more common is when you take a case over here of a, again, we discussed till now, more flesh comes milk, the knife, or let's say you have, more common is a paraffin knife to a fleshy cutting board, or a fleshy knife and a paraffin cutting board. Now, what is that case over here? That might happen to my child this morning, and they're cutting something charif over here. So in that case, you have to realize, usually you have the Eben Eliezer, and you have the Sefer Yeshua, and you have the Chavad Das, it was Chalavi, and you have the Beis Meir. You could have all four in that case. Therefore, Avada L'chadchila, we don't do that. Because who disagrees on all four Chokhmah Sadam? He argues on all four. I mean, Rabbam argues we know about what part of it. Mishmur part of it. But Chokhmah Sadam argues against the Cunning Board, against the Chavad Das, against the Eben Eliezer, against the Beis Meir. He argues on all four. That means Avada, don't take any flesh and knife and cut it into your part of the Cunning Board. Avada, don't do that. But at the end of the day, if you do that, or milk and knife on the cutting board, might usually have all four over there. At least three, or maybe all four over there. Therefore, lalocha, we tell the child, we chanak the child, don't do that again. And then we smile, we move on, and we do the same thing with the smile next time again. A call that's farming down, I see the before it's exam very simple. You want to make life more easier in your house. So I saw my parents for years doing that. They write, one can easily avoid most of these problems by keeping an assortment of clearly recognized or labeled paraffin knives handy, and all salads should be cut with a paraffin knife or paraffin cutting board. That means that you can, just like we had a look at Ennis and Beites having three knives over there, paraffin knife, have a paraffin cutting board, everything in your house be marked off clearly, cut all salads on a paraffin cutting board, it saves from all the shallows that I have to get. To do me a type over here, saves the issues. In my parents' house, everything's clearly marked. We have a power of a cutting board, a power of a knife, and the only way if you caught not using that in the correct way over there, nice, that makes things easier for the world. But obviously, you have children, it's not possible, and it's not how the house runs that way. Fine, you try your best. Not only that, the power of a cutting board, if you use a plastic plate also, same idea, same concept. Fine, next thing you have to this side. Now, how do you make things ischerif? To jump to the sugya. That means we know we have a sugya of chalif, then we have a tznayin or silka. We have a kosher chotis, that's the Gemara's case. We know things that are built upon that the Rambam. We have a case of Shum and Mitzalim. We have things that quasi chariot, a case of Chumotza. Again, we have to define everything with the next Chavura. Once we have these three levels, the Swam discuss when the things lose their status of being chariot, we won't have all these Chavuras over here. We focus on three questions, three cases. One is when you cook something, does it lose its chariot? The second case, when you add oil to it, does it lose the case of chariot over here? And the third case over here is when a person has a mixture over here, they lose the level of charif.
Olive oil itself can be charif.
Sorry?
Olive oil itself
is charif. So we're putting what is charif to the side? Regular shaman that's not charif. Make it simple. Fine, first again, it's a good official. So I don't know the Peskachu over here, it's a Kondalit. It being down, my colleagues among the Gedolei Achronim, can Bishul take away the powers of being charif? Being down the Mokam Shmuel, upon the Iris, of Ber Yaakov, of Ben Yosef, and others. The Maisa, what happens over here? So, first, there is a Minchazaka of Kodom Iris, one time, once you cook anything and everything that you cook, loses Korech HaBin Charef. Once you cook it, come along the Ber Yaakov, Ben Yosef, he says, first of all, what exactly are we discussing here? First, he says, Avada, when you stop cooking the thing itself, Avada right now is Kharif. And Avada says it's not being belayed from the pot over here. He says, Chalila loy makin. Well, that's not so. You take your onion and your cooking, right away it's being belayed and it's coming out right now. The question really is the other way around. Once it really is cooked, after it's cooked, it loses Kharif HaKharif. I mean, the two shlavim. The power of cooking does not stop at the beginning of the moment losing its Kharif HaKharif. Question now, after it's cooked, what's the category over here? That means again, so number one is, we come along to be machmal when a person cooks it. Afterwards, come along, Bar Yaakov, we brought down the Beis Yosef, he says, don't understand. You want to tell me to cook something nice, loses koyach. He says, for example, let's say a person takes chrein, person takes jalapeno, and you cook it. I still can't eat it. I still, even with mixed tons of food, I can't eat it. So you tell me, after you cook things nice, loses koyach? He says, look at the chush. The chush is you cook things, it's still the boiling hot. It's still the burning over here. Who said lulav koyach ha-charifas? Therefore, the give us a cloud, says the Chacham Zalman. We can't. The Chacham Zalman, I'll bring you the best raya. All that from discussing borscht. I assume, at least the older crowd, that means me, those are borscht. Borscht is something that's cooked. And it's my son. Now, my parents' borscht is not sharp, but there's something that's cooked over here. So we see over here, even though it's cooked, it's discussing sharpness. So cooking does not stop the koich of charifas. As a cloud. How certain times it does. But Kim tell me that means come on Bar Yaakov and Pesach Shuvah says, don't tell me this cloud that stops charifas. The cloud is not so. You have to judge each example, each case. Now, to take one case that everyone discusses. Everyone discusses, what's the lach and the gear to onions? But first of all, onions are charif, as the Mechabah says in Sin Beis. That's a very straight. Who like for other people. Now, in the case of here that it is charif, when you cook it, come on the behitim on the page, you bring down a nachla shiva that says the maisa, it's mevato the charifas. Everyone knows you cook onions and then they're sweet. The portion is sweet over here. When does it lose the charifas? That's the main question. The Rambam's words are, it loses charifas miyat, right away. The words of Shalom Kukum says over here, it loses charifas with seifa bishul, at the end of the bishul. So yes, we come to Yad Alimelech, when he loses charifas, when it's a case of Michael ben Nisoy. So, it's a good question, loses charifas. Let me ask you, I mean, it could be depending on what type of onion, the red onion, the white onion, the are sharp onions, the less sharp onions. Mice is not that simple. Therefore, let's try to bring it down practically. Person dice onions, puts them inside the frying pan to fry. And right away they mix them with a, let's say that like an onion cut with a pyrovo knife. And the frying pan is pyrovo, everything pyrovo. You mix it with a fleshka spoon. If you mix it in yad, first 10 seconds, a lot is curve. You mix it after a couple minutes is cooked, a lot is sweet. What happens after 30 seconds? What happens after a minute? Good question. Depends how many onions, depends how big the fire is, depends how much oil, depends where onions are coming from. Not that simple. Don't know. In this case over here, Kamal Peshuva, he ends off the Bar Yaakov saying, in the case when it's a selfic, you make a little sex cycle. When's Enim Ben Yomai? Okay, maybe Dr. Koshal Chiltus makes the case over there to Enim Ben Yomai to Ben Yomai. Over here, we're not sure the case of Karif or not. Void, if you think about that, cloud, you have a case of a base mayor. I mean, the case over here of Snan and Snoin, it's a case of onion, case of Nat Banat, Enim Ben Yomai. So this case over here, Kamal's case of Bishul. So you have the three ideas of the base mayor without Kamal's figure of Bishul. We're not sure if it's sharp. Therefore, usually when a place gets you, right away the Rav asks you, when do you mix onions? When does it happen? You say miyag, you got a problem. Say after a couple minutes, simple, very simple. Usually that's never the answer. The answer is always in between. But if you're mixing it for, there's no reason really to mix it at the end. The reason why you're mixing it in the beginning is always also. But they have to do in between. What's the mitzvah in between? The answer is, good question. What's halacha? So really you have to try to get it out of the issue exactly what level. And try to figure out how many onions there are and where it's holding it. Usually it comes up being ambiguous at the end of the day anyway. So on the day, usually you have the base mayor with the Bar Yaakov to the case of the Salvico here. Maisi can't be Michael. Can't be Michael. Now, what's it mean to be Michael? Obviously, if it's one onion, what's the big deal? And what do you use it with? Same for fleshy over here. Why use it? It means you make tons of onions and you want to put inside the milk thing. Fine. It depends how much tirchus of the isha. You have to judge it in its situation over here. So again, at the end of the day, Bishul, number one, does it take away the charifas as a klal? No. You have to judge each case by itself. negate the onions at the end. Yes, you know in between the Yeshua and what the level in between is.
So I just guess
you can spend 20
years
by
anything or just
cultural focus? If Arif is the right side. No, I think it's everything. So that that's the next shlaf. That means that you have to now not by not. You have to have going inside. You have the chadas and noises after. I mean, not a shlaf. Right? You always have to these ideas over here. Now, usually have the base mayor, and you have the case over here. Maybe it's cooked in there. Negate to the onions. Okay, negate the onion. Put shem on top of it. Come over for shulchan. So negate to putting shem on top of onions. He said a sugim shabbos. Sim shulchovav sugim ma'abe. Well, this says a person who wants to salt any of his vegetables on Shabbos, or salt his onions and slain on Shabbos, you're not allowed to let him put shemen on top of it. Shemen. So you see, when you put shemen on top of it, it takes away the power of the chalipas, and therefore putting shemen on top of your onions and mice is not a problem.
How
is it? I'm sorry, you put shemen, step by step. Or if Hashulon says again, or if Hashulon says, oh, well, you put the shemen on top of this, we have the salt on the onions, mice and shemen stops. That means, again, on Shabbos, I think I know some of them knows, most of them know, hopefully, that you cannot salt your vegetables on Shabbos. Not allowed. And build upon the sugar of snowing, and you cannot salt your onions or radishes. The eighth is to put shemen on beforehand. So if you see the idea of shemen, it stops the kriya over here. That's what the earth of Shulchan says. Come along with Moshe over here, and the doctor, Shuva, the Rabbi Shulchan, Allah, and jump upon the earth of Shulchan for two reasons. One is when you put the shemen, what's it stopping? Not stopping the power of the onion. Stopping the power of the salt. Not taking the charifas of the onion. Suga of the salt taking away should not be the category of ma'abek. Boyd says about Dr. Tshuva, where is the shem going? It's going on top, not being below the inside. So the inside still has a charifas, and top has no charifas. Even once they're officially correct. So the idea of top, the shem taking away the charifas, the place will not go like the Urfa Shulchan. It has a similar case to Urfa Shulchan. You soak an onion inside water. One time it also takes away the charifas. Also, you have to be practical about it, if that's so or not. The third case is a mixture. The mixture, where they're coming from. So either we have the basis over here, and it brings down the Sugi Maducho, brings down first the Sefer Chumo, and it brings down the Rashba. The Rashba's case is, when you want to take spices and mash eggs together into the Maducho, the law is not to worry about it, because the eggs is a mixture over here, takes away the koich over here of the spices, and therefore there's no problem. That means Taruva takes away the koich of the Chirifas. We saw this also in Simon Sadekei and Simon Beis Ramo, where it says the things that are chirif will take away the kulas of not by not. They can also even the kulas of Edom Ne'evoi. However, it says in the case of the tavlin is only ma'at, or he said, and it's not kuloi, it says also if it's ruba kuloi, then to be machmer. Otherwise, not ruba kuloi, ma'at can be mekel. To ruba is can be mekel. Now, again, do we have a clear heter, the basiation of the rack over here, to ruba is to be mekel, there is no, takes away the kuloi chirif is. And then I'm also. The question is to apply what that means over here. That means, for example, let's say you have a mixture here, 49% of it is jalapeno, and 51% of it is your salad. Would anyone here say that's not nichel a category of charif? I hope not. If you think it's not charif, I'll serve it to you. Please eat it for me. Okay, let's see if you survive. So, nice in that case over here, a pashu shabo is, it's charif. So, one will think taruva is as long as the ruba kikulai. Then the Beseder. Well, what's he say? So come along the Pashuses, among the Yad Yuda and the Badei Shulchan, the first they say the Seder is, number one, is that it means over here that the Taruvah is affected so much that the Lord is Charifis. And the Chumah means Yerubah Kekula is not the din of Roiv, not the din of Bittul over here. It means over here that the concept of Roiv overpowers the other thing over here, and therefore it may take away the power of Charifis. First idea of having spices mixed in, again, we say the word taruva is. Taruva is in a level that what are you tasting? I'm tasting the, not the sharpness, I'm tasting the taste of the spice, but not the sharpness of the spice. And again, use the word of kuloi, ruba kuloi, not mean the din of ruba kuloi, it means the concept of ruba kuloi, not the din shugoi. Now, take a step further, come along the dakachuvo, these are the kuloi blichalik. And I'm going to do this people a bunch of times. First, let's say he has an onion over here. Inside his food. Salad, onions over here. Don't eat the be'etzem, stand by itself. When you have a mixture over here inside your salad, so you don't mind the mixture, the taste of it, but the onions be'etzem are sharp. Tzemach Shlomo Kluger, the Yisrael Shema is, we're saying the idea of Karuva is being dafka, the cases over here in the Rashba, case that more is case of Tavlin of spices. In spices, they dissolve inside something else, and they get a Ke'in Lach Balach. When it dissolves, what happens? It loses the Karech of Grievous. When you have a salad, and then onions, small pieces of onions, you pick out the onion and sharp. I mean, the sharpness is still there. Just when you eat it together, it's fun, it's geschmack, it gives a nice taste to it. But the sharpness is there. So the idea of teruvis to matter things is only when it's a case over here of a mixture that's being blended inside. That disappears in case of lach balach, the time goes away, case of kavlidim. When a thing stands by itself, I mean, it comes with canes in the Bala Shulchan, when you take onions, you cut them into small pieces, not to like tell them the grains over here, then they stand by itself. It never loses its harifis. So what you understand is Sayyid Shema is not a din of bittul, not a din of ruach kuloi. It's a kind of one overwhelming the other, then the onion is still by itself. You pick it out, eat it, sharp. Therefore, in this situation, the harifis will not take away the harifis. I mean, numerous times people tell me that, yeah, we have a mixture over here, we have a piece of onions over here. They tell me, yeah, harifis mutter. Harifis is not mutter. Mutter is by case kamlina. It absorbs, comes part of something else. But the thing itself is still by itself, being sharp. Why should it be in your head over here? Now, you know, I'm arguing a lot of people, meaning play school here, but it's from, as far as I can see, and I'll be seichel yosher, as far as I understand, the fact that it stands by itself and the end does not take away its power of sharpness. The jalapeno that stands by itself inside your salad, you can't tell me it's a true voice, it's not sharp anymore, it is sharp. So onions, again, the reason why onions we don't mind, because they mix when you eat it together. But at the end of the day, it's by itself over here. So again, so what takes away the harifis? Number one, it's official to take away the harifis. You have to, the parameters, when yes, when no, to the Matthias. The Shema take away the harifis. We do not pass it in the Bible like the Urcha Shulchan. Again, to the head of Teruvis, we do say, but only in the case when it's Nivlo, not in the case when it stands by itself. I measure next summer, I'd like to focus on what is Harif. Also, the idea of Lefis over here, to get the salad bars and the watermelon and the fish you can buy from stores over here. Now, just to get to the test, I point out my Markham sheet. The test was on Sunday, and next summer was on Monday, and they get to Passover. So I'm switching out the test to be on Aleph Adar, or Shlish Adar, same day as Malkin Rapolon, and you take the test to be Malkin Rapolon, and that night you go to Mesomech and Adirim, and therefore the test will be Wednesday, and therefore on Monday with the signal of Passover. That means we have now two Mishvats, we have now Mamish, till the end of the month, Rosh Chodesh Adar, chance to be Malki above the Mamish, the words, attempt, and then you go there and I'll give you a Makana for that, being Malki above them.
Two Mishvats.
Yeah. That's
a little short.